All right, let's rock.
Mike, I want to take you back in time. It's not far. It's just a year.
Weird version of going back in time and mine are different. Okay, but let's go.
We're going to go back 1 year. We're going to go back to the 2011 draft.
Oh, the ancient age of 2011.
Number one pick, Nick Fairley, 13th overall. In the second round, Lions take Titus Young.
Oh.
There are two careers with Monday's announcement that are really going in opposite directions.
Completely opposite direction. You know, look, Nick Fairley, they say, fell to him at the 13th pick. You know, he really was. He was the number two defensive tackle in the draft behind Marcell Dareus, who went to Buffalo. And didn't see much from Fairley last year. And really, for the first 5, 6, 7 weeks this year, didn't see an awful lot from him either. But the last 2, 3 weeks he's come on, he's really put together back-to-back games. Like, anybody can have one good game or a good half or a good, you know, good series, but he's put together back-to-back games now. I mean, he was a monster against the Green Bay Packers. He really was.
Seven tackles, two sacks, two tackles for loss, right. A forced fumble. You're right. He was,
you know, and quarterback hits too. Really, he had except for one breakdown against Minnesota, he had a big game there too. He really did. He's played good football for the Lions the last month, and you know, I think maybe it's psychological, maybe it's just the way he's made up, maybe it's the way he's wired, but he plays better when he starts, and he's not a bench player. And he's done what you want from a team standpoint when you get your opportunity. He's maximized, he's taken advantage of it, and he showed what he can do, so good for him. Titus Young made inactive for this game on Monday by the team for behavior problems, okay? Behavior within the framework of the team. I'm not surprised that it happened, and going forward, we'll see what happens with Titus Young.
Not surprised it happened with Titus Young, but disappointed, especially after what happened in the offseason with Lewis Delmas, and to have the situation happen. He was, you know, away from the team at that point. You would think he would have learned his lesson, but he came back, was quitting on routes, was doing some of the things that just not being prepared for a game, and that ultimately was the decision by Jim Schwartz to make him ineligible for Thursday. But with Fairley, I think you made a great point, the explosion off the ball, and a scout told me he's got the best pair of hands he'd seen in a long, long time for a defensive lineman. And you can see that. He can shed blocks. He was in the backfield almost all game against Green Bay. Two sacks, a forced fumble, a couple more tackles for loss. He's really a difference maker. And with him and Ndamukong Suh, I think the Lions are just really, really strong up the middle of their defense.
Well, a little lesson in anatomy, physiology, kinesiology, and all that other stuff. If you've got good, quick feet, you usually have good hands. They, you know, one follows the other. It's the way the human body is put together. And that in this, you talk about a guy who was built to be a defensive tackle. That's Nick Fairley. You can go to the design shop over here at the Ford Motor Company World Headquarters and say, draw me a defensive tackle, and they would draw Nick Fairley. Those are the specs to play defensive tackle.